Okay, privacy. What else, Lorraine?
Freedom. Not being able to, to be able to limit us on the internet, like what we can and cannot say. You can't hold a testimony of vitamin anymore.
Okay.
Illegal search and seizure is gone. That is part of the Constitution. They can come in. They can do whatever they want. That's happening more and more.
Anybody have that happen to them here? Anybody come in and seize or confiscate guns, computers? Anything?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. We want to make sure they don't.
Freedom of speech.
So anyway, in my travels in helping coach people, which is what I did when I went to California, I ended up on a place in Old Topanga Canyon. Everybody heard of Topanga? Beautiful.
Had a full 360
view in an old house that Neil Young lived in at one time. And it was so beautiful, people would come up. It was a healing retreat, and we called it Paradise Mountain. And the view alone, just the air, the quality, would help heal people. It took them clear out of any stress that they were experiencing at the time. The what?
They helped.
That's how I paid for that place. No, so anyway, these are some principles that I put together while I was doing life coaching, and I was doing healing work and massage and therapy and teaching classes and things like that. And so I pass these out so you can use them in your dealings with people that you encounter that are maybe troubled or challenged. Number 28 I like, there are no limits. Everything is connected. The illusion is that we're not connected. That's the illusion. But the reality is that we are all coming from divine source. The Spirit of God permeates all things. 23. Conflict that brings us closer is good. Harmony through conflict. So don't be afraid of a little conflict if your intention is to use it to get closer to the person and not further away. This is one I like from Winston Churchill. After the war, he stood up at a college and he gave this speech. And this was his speech. He said, "Never give up. Never give up. Never, never, never give up." And he sat down. That was his speech. And that's how we feel about it. There's always another way to get the same result. Anytime you feel stuck, there's another way. You just haven't seen it. Always another way. Effectiveness is the measure of truth. Nothing great ever happens without enthusiasm. Got it. Okay, here's one. Everyone should have and be a life coach. Is it you guys finding yourself coaching people as you're learning more and more and you're connecting with people who don't, and you have this desire, it's like your cup's full and theirs is half full, and you have a desire to share? You know, there's nothing greater than to be a coach, a life coach, someone that is, you're like the wind beneath their wings. You help people soar with their strengths. That's what I did in California, and that's what I do. A little bit in New Plymouth, 1,400 people. Most, the average age is 80. It's a little bit hard to do a lot of coaching there, but the opportunity does arise every now and then. All right.
Success is not how much money you make, it's how many people you help.
It's how much money I make?
No, it's not how much money you make, it's how many people you help.
I thought it was how much money I made. That was a barometer. Oh, good. I feel successful now, but that's not it. Okay.
Look,
31. We are remembered only for that which we have given away. Isn't that the truth? Who cares how much you've got if I can't have a little bit of it? That's true. So all these truisms help me in my helping other people. So that's why I wanted to share them with you. And number 59, and the reason that there are 59 is because I'm just turning 59. And so every year I add a new one. But 59 has been there since since 53 when I started doing this. And it's the kingdom of God or nothing. I want to talk a little bit about that. The kingdom of God. Anybody have any idea what the kingdom of God is? Who can name a scripture that has the kingdom of God in it?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it's righteousness. It means to do good, to make it better, improve the condition. And what will be given to you? All things will be given to you. All right? What's another scripture with the kingdom of God in it? The kingdom of God is within you. Is that what you said?
No.
Right, I interpreted it there. Kingdom of God is within you. Okay, let's see here.
He's persistent.
Okay.
Well, the kingdom of God should be taken from you.
What'd you say?
The kingdom of God should be taken from you.
Oh, yeah, he's looking stuff up. Well, if they don't use it for righteousness, it will be. All right, what is the kingdom of God? Anybody have a thought on that? What that might be?
State of consciousness.
The what?
It's a state of consciousness.
True. Jesus says the kingdom of God is within.
Yeah. That's what we've got right here. The kingdom of God is within you.
If I could read that.
You can't. All right. Well, basically, let's look at an organized system. The kingdom of God is where everything is consciously connected. So your atoms connect to form molecules, your DNA, your genetics, where you have longevity genes, awake genes, memory genes. You can actually remember past lives through genetics if you can tap into the right genes. Your genes form cells. Joe was talking about how those little neurons work and how each cell is a living organism all by itself. But it's connected to other cells to form something greater called
designer genes.
Organs. Designer. Very good. Designer genes. Right. We'll have to design some new genes. Organs. So we have all these little lives creating the kingdom of God within us. You're a kingdom of God. You're a kingdom of God. Adam, you're a kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God that we're talking about, that Jesus is talking about, seek ye first the kingdom of God, is using the law of correspondences, where if everything is connected inside, then what would the kingdom of God on the outside be?
Connect
the dots. That's all it is. It's a state of consciousness. Whoever said that? All you do is you take strangers, people, and we all think alike. You know, we all have the same feelings, like someone said earlier. We're not all that different. Some of us have just mentally pursued other interests. We've developed ourselves so that all of us can come together to create something greater than any one of us on our own. The sum is greater than the total of its parts. Okay, that's, I don't know who said that, but it's true. So all you do, the kingdom of God is simply connecting and staying connected consciously, people, in my opinion. That's what the kingdom of God is. Watch a disorganized system long enough, and it will begin to
organize.
Watch an organized system long enough, and it will begin to disorganize. Nothing stays the same. Where is humanity? What's the direction that we are heading? Are we heading into more disorder? I don't know how that would be possible. Or are we heading into a more organized, intelligent
I think we're still on the downhill slope.
State? Would you say about ground floors?
I think we're still on the downhill slope, actually.
I think we're more organized because we have more ability to connect. The world is smaller because of the internet. I have friends in Israel where I wouldn't even be able to put Israel on a map 100 years ago. So I'd say we're more organized.
How many think we're moving into the state of order and organization?